The following article is brought to you by Kids Health. Mitral valve prolapse. Many kids and grown-ups have something called mitral valve prolapse, say, mitral valve prolapse. For most people, it's a heart problem that isn't much to worry about. What is the mitral valve? The mitral valve is part of the heart. Remember how the heart works? A normal heart has four chambers, two atria, say, atria, and two ventricles, say, ventricles. Each side of the heart has an atrium and a ventricle. Blood comes from all over the body into the heart's right atrium. From there it goes to the right ventricle. The right ventricle pumps the blood to the lungs, where it picks up oxygen. Next, the blood returns from the lungs to the heart's left atrium. From the left atrium it goes into the left ventricle, which pumps the blood out to the body so the body can use the oxygen in the blood. The mitral valve is between the heart's left atrium and left ventricle. It has two flaps that open and close together like a pair of swinging doors. When the heart beats, the left ventricle pumps blood out to the body and the flaps swing shut. This keeps the blood in the ventricle from going back into the left atrium. What is mitral valve prolapse? In someone who has mitral valve prolapse, MVP, one or both of the valve's flaps buckle up, or swing upward, slightly into the atrium as they close. Sometimes these flaps still close completely. In some other kids, they may not shut properly. When the flaps don't close correctly, blood can leak back into the left atrium. This can happen because the flaps are too floppy or too big or have the wrong shape. Usually MVP doesn't cause any problems. Almost all kids who have it lead totally normal lives. Lots of times people don't even know they have it or don't find out until they're adults. It's not discovered in kids very much. Sometimes people are born with MVP, or it can develop during a person's life. Doctors often don't know why someone has MVP. Signs and symptoms. Many kids with MVP have no symptoms. In some kids, the flaps of the mitral valve make a clicking sound when they close. A doctor may hear this when listening to the heart with a stethoscope. Someone who has MVP and a little blood leaking back through the valve may also have a heart murmur. A heart murmur is the sound caused by the leaking blood. Kids with MVP may also feel dizzy or lightheaded, feel anxious, be really tired, get out of breath when playing or exercising, feel that their heart is skipping beats or beating very fast, have chest pain, have fainting episodes. What will the doctor do? Most kids who learn they have MVP find out about it during a regular checkup. The doctor may be listening to the kid's heart and hear a click or a murmur. The doctor then will send the kid to a pediatric cardiologist, say, pediatric cardiologist, a doctor who treats heart conditions in kids. First, the cardiologist will talk to you and your parents for a while and ask some questions about your health. Then he or she will examine you and listen to your heart. The doctor also may order some tests, like an echocardiogram, say, echocardiogram, and an electrocardiogram, say, electrocardiogram, EKG. The tests can help the doctor find out what's causing the different sound in your heart. These tests don't hurt. For an EKG, you will lie down and a doctor or nurse will put some small stickers on your chest. These stickers are connected to wires and a machine that tracks the activity in your heart. The wires record every beat of your heart. This test usually takes less than 15 minutes. An echocardiogram, echo for short, uses sound waves to make a picture of the heart and the blood flowing through it. For this test, you will lie down and the doctor or a specially trained person, called a technologist, will put some gel on your chest. The gel helps make the picture of your heart clearer, and it might feel a little cool and sticky. Then the person doing the test will press gently on your chest with a thick plastic wand and move this wand around on the skin over your heart. As it moves, the wand takes pictures of your heart. An echo takes longer than an EKG, about 30 minutes. If you have MVP, the doctor should be able to see the faulty flaps on this picture. If the doctor discovers that you do have MVP, you probably won't need any treatment. In a few cases, kids may take other medicine to help the heart pump blood out to the body or to give the heart a more regular rhythm. More rarely, surgery may be done to fix a mitral valve that's really leaky. MVP can lead to infections. If bacteria travel through the blood and get stuck on your tricky mitral valve, they can cause an infection in the heart. This kind of infection is called bacterial endocarditis, say, bacterial endocarditis. The good news is that this is very rare and doesn't seem to be a problem at all in kids if the tricky mitral valve isn't leaking. In the past, kids with MVP and leaky valves were told to take a big dose of antibiotic, a medicine that kills germs called bacteria, before every dentist visit or before any surgery. Now we know that this is not necessary. What is very important is to take good care of your teeth every day. You may wonder what taking care of your teeth has to do with keeping your heart healthy. If you have gum disease or gingivitis, your gums becomes inflamed or irritated. Bacteria that normally live in your mouth can then sneak through this inflamed tissue and get into your bloodstream. So, make sure you brush your teeth at least twice a day, use dental floss, and see your dentist every 6 months. This is the best way to prevent infection in your heart. Can you play? If you have MVP and no other problems, you won't have to do anything special to take care of yourself. You may have to see your cardiologist every year or two. During these visits, you may have more echo tests to let the doctor look at your heart and mitral valve. Your doctor probably will let you know if it's okay to play sports and do all your usual activities. If you have symptoms, like feeling your heart is beating really fast or having a fainting spell, check with the doctor about sports. You may need some extra tests before you get the okay. But most kids with this problem can play sports without a problem. In other words, you can still be the MVP, most valuable player, even if you have MVP, mitral valve prolapse. Reviewed by Gina Baffa, MD. Date reviewed, June 2008. Thank you for listening to this Kids Health Audiocast. The information you heard is for educational purposes only. If you need medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment, consult your doctor. This audiocast is copyrighted by Kids Health and the Nemours Foundation. All rights are reserved. Visit www.kidshealth.org for more.